Hi everyone, welcome. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
Of course, there's no introduction for us. You guys should know us already.
I know, right?
As the AMC superstars here. All right, but we were learning about Aamir Khan, a really, really famous Bollywood actor. You might know him from the movie Three Idiots, right?
Okay. And also, you know, you might think he's just an actor, but no. He's also a director, producer, and TV host.
Wow.
No wonder he's called the biggest movie star in the world.
But you know what? He's doing something good. He's not just, you know, being famous and earning money. He's now focusing on important issues in society.
Because he has a lot of influence, I guess. So, yeah, if he starts doing something, you know, for good sake, you know, people might actually follow his footsteps, maybe.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And that's actually great for him that he's using his celebrity status to do this. So, let's learn a little bit more about him, shall we?
Reading.
Aamir Khan, Bollywood star dedicated to promoting change. Khan took on another challenge in 2012, becoming the talk show host on Truth Alone Triumphs. On the show, Aamir Khan discusses sensitive social issues, such as domestic violence, child sexual abuse, and addiction. He hopes the TV program will not only raise awareness of these topics, but also inspire people to take action. So far, Truth Alone Triumphs has earned a large following. About 500 million people tune in to watch it each week. With such a big audience, it has been able to make a great impact. After an episode on alcoholism, for example, the Indian branch of Alcoholics Anonymous was flooded with 100,000 calls within a week. This is over triple the number of people the group had helped over the previous 65 years in India. Khan's efforts to address troubling issues in his society have not gone unnoticed outside of India. He was recognized as one of the 100 most influential people in the world by Time magazine in 2013. The magazine honored Khan for how he has used his platform to encourage positive change. Today, Khan continues working toward his aim of bettering communities.
All right, so let's continue reading and learning more about Khan. It says, Khan took on another challenge in 2012, becoming the talk show host on Truth Alone Triumphs.
Oh, okay. 所以在2012年呢，这个 Aamir Khan 他开始了另外一个挑战哦 ，challenge。他成为谈话节目就是真相访谈的主持人。So what does he do on the show?
Okay, it says on the show, Aamir Khan discusses sensitive social issues such as, this is actually kind of serious.
Heavy?
Such as domestic violence, child sexual abuse, and addiction. So it's really serious topics as well.
Okay, 所以在这个节目上大家可能不知道这个 Aamir Khan 他探讨了敏感的社会议题像是刚刚有提到家暴啦性侵孩童还有成瘾症 very sensitive issues.
Exactly. Sensitive is an adjective and it means, this word means likely to cause people to become upset or unhappy. When we talk about sensitive social issues, it doesn't mean that people will be angry about what you're talking about, but maybe it's just a topic that's not very, very easy to talk about. It's not easy to deal with. So that's why people become upset or uncomfortable talking about it. For example, we can say, although it was a sensitive issue, the reporter still talked about it because it also was an important issue to discuss.
Yeah. Okay, so 我们来看一下 sensitive 这个形容词，有敏感的，通常我们想到的是敏感议题或是主题，我们可以用 sensitive or touchy, T-O-U-C-H-Y. worldwide topics or issues. 比方呢，来举例来说，就是 sex education, 就是性教育、and birth control, 就是计划生育。They are sensitive issues, 他们都算是敏感的话题。And also, it's better not to talk about politics when you meet somebody for the first time. They're not good for small talks. Yeah.Because, you know, people might have different views, okay?
It might be sensitive.
It might be sensitive. 所以谈政治有时候也是蛮敏感。所以如果初次见面最好还是不要去问人家政治立场。Now, sensitive can also be used to describe a person, 就是某人的个性很敏感。可能他很易怒、very moody, like a moody, sensitive teenager, right? Okay, so sometimes you could also talk about somebody overly sensitive about their looks, okay?、So that just means they care a lot about, you know, what people say or think about their looks. 有的人他对于别人可能他的外观他就可能会很敏感，就说你是不是觉得我胖了，是不是觉得我发型不好。
So you said this about me.
Sensitive.
Yeah, it means
don't be so sensitive, guys.
Yeah, just relax. All right, so we're going to talk about one sensitive social issue, and one of them is domestic violence. Let's first learn about what the word domestic means. Domestic is an adjective, and it means to talk about something that usually happens in your own home or in your own family. Now, it can be a very positive thing, like for example, if you know this cook, Nigella Lawson, she is a domestic goddess. That means she's very good at doing things at home. So she's very good at cooking and she's very good at baking. Now, we talked about domestic abuse or domestic violence. It means violence in a person's household. So maybe people hit each other, like maybe the dad hits the mom or something like that. For example, we can say she doesn't just want to be a domestic housewife. She wants to have her own business too.
我们在课文提到的 domestic violence, OK, 就是家暴的意思。其中的 domestic 当然就是家庭的 ,OK, for example, domestic chores or duties or arrangements 就有着家务琐事啦或是家庭的责任、或是一些安排。但是呢 ,domestic 还可以表示国内的哦。So, for example, like domestic airport or domestic flights, OK, 就是国内机场或是班机航班。
Right.So it just means like flying from Taipei to Kaohsiung or something
like
that. All right, so we talked about domestic violence as one sensitive issue. The second is, oh, this one's actually really serious, child sexual abuse.
Oh.
And this is when children are sexually harassed or they're sexually taken advantage of. And I would say this is anybody like under 18 when they don't know. They're just like little children.
There are a lot of movies on that too. Korean movies, 龙如, 你知道这部电影吗? Sexual abuse.就是性侵，可是如果是 child sexual abuse, 就是性侵孩童，这是一个非常糟糕的事情。
Yeah, it's so sick as well.
Okay, well, they also discussed addiction.
That's right. Addiction means you're really hooked onto something, meaning that you feel a strong need for it and that you really depend on it. Now, usually, people have addiction to things like drugs.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really bad. You can have an addiction to things like gambling as well. Or...A lot of people, I think, now have an addiction to this. They have an addiction to their smartphones. Or online games. They cannot leave their smartphones. They cannot get away from that. They need it. You can even have an addiction to coffee or sugar. Like, you feel like you need to have coffee, you need to have sugar, or else you can't live. Those things are called addictions. But I think for this one, this addiction is talking about a more serious topic, like addiction to drugs.
That's right. Okay, so 他在节目上还谈论到另外一个也是非常严重的议题，就是addiction, 成瘾症。那其实呢，在一般我们想到就是像吸毒，好，这样子不好的行为。不过呢，其实在生活上，我们也可以用 addiction 来表示你非常依赖什么事情，像是 smartphone addiction, 没错，就是低头族的手机成瘾症。OK, 所以你如果是一个低头族的手机成瘾者，就可以说 I'm a smartphone addict, okay, A-D-D-I-C-T, okay, 它是个名词。或者你可以说我对什么东西上瘾。I'm addicted to cell phones, online games, or online shopping.
I'm addicted to chocolates.
Oh, that's right. I'm not addicted to coffee, though. 我觉得咖啡我还好。And I already quit sugar. 我已经戒掉糖。
That's very good.
Not addicted to sugar now.
That's really good. All right, so let's continue reading. It says, he hopes the TV program will not only raise awareness of these topics, so let people know more about them, but also inspire people to take action.
Yes.
That's the important thing. When you take action, this phrase means to do something about something.
Very good.
So if you know that, okay, maybe something bad is happening, or you know that, oh, I'm addicted to sugar, you need to take action. You need to do something to say, stop, no more sugar for me.
That's what I did. Okay,
good
and
job.
I got healthier.
Okay, so proud of you.
Thank you. 所以他希望呢，这样子的一个电视节目，不仅呢可以促使人们对这些议题的认知，还能激励人们采取行动。刚提到的 take action 就是采取行动。那类似的用法，你还可以用 take steps or take measures。
Next it says, so far, Truth Alone Triumphs has earned a large following. That means a lot of people watch a show.
Yeah, I think I can understand why. Okay,
yeah.
所以到目前为止呢，这个节目就是真相访谈，已经赢得一批广大的追随者哦。
Now, let's see about how many people watched
the
show. It says about 500 million people tune in to watch it each week. So
I hope we have...that kind of audience for our show. Okay, 所以每周大约有多少人你们可以想象吗？就是500万人收看这个节目哦。
Wow, that's really good though, because I mean, it's more people are listening to the topics. So it says here also with the article, with such a big audience, it has been able to make a great impact. So because so many people watch the show, so many people tune in to watch Amir Khan.
They would take these issues more seriously.
Yeah, and that's why they take action.
That's right. 所以拥有这么广大的观众群呢，这个节目呢就可以对这个社会造成强大的影响力，而且是正面的影响力哦。
After an episode on alcoholism, for example, the Indian branch of Alcoholics Anonymous was flooded with 100,000 calls within a week. That's a lot of people calling. Now, again, an episode, a TV episode, is just basically one kind of mini movie in a TV series.
Right?
Okay. Now, what was this episode about? It was about alcoholism.Addiction to alcohol and drinking alcohol. And, you know, sometimes people become really, they have bad behaviors when they drink alcohol. They don't become, they're not themselves, we can
say. Okay, so don't drink alcohol. And especially...No drink driving. Okay.
Yeah.
好，例如在一集这个酗酒篇的当中呢，这一集哦，就是匿名的戒酒会的印度分会在一周内涌入将近100,000通的询问电话，大家就可以知道这个影响力有多庞大哦。其中我们看到的这一集的节目的一集，我们会用 episode 来表示。像常常我会追剧啦，所以我就会去找比如说第几季第几集，就是 for example season 1 episode 2， 因为我就想要看，我就是网络上会去搜寻哦。那刚刚提到的一个成瘾症就是 alcoholism， 就是酗酒。那大家应该对于它 alcoholic 这个单字可能比较熟悉，就是酗酒者。
So the Indian branch of that, you know, they received a lot of calls.
Right.
So branch here is a noun and it means a division or another office that is part of a large business, company or organization.Now, we can think about how a tree grows. A tree grows from the trunk, and it has big branches that goes out. And that's usually how a big organization or a business or even the government works. For example, I can say, I usually go to the branch closest to my house when I need to go to the bank.
I like your explanation. Just a branch 本来有树枝 ，OK， 这样子的意思。从一个大树哦，哇，分了很多的小树枝、小树干。但是 branch 呢，在本科有分店啦，或是分支这样的意思。Yeah, I often think of banks, right? The bank has a new branch in our area. Okay, we also saw be flooded with. What does that mean?
All right, so be flooded with is our shortcut for you.
Yeah.
And let's take a quick break to learn a little bit more about what it means.
Shortcut for you.
So, Mr. Pat, you are a famous wedding singer.
That's right. I love to sing and bring happiness to people's weddings.
Do you get a lot of work?
Well, I can sing in Chinese and Taiwanese,
so
I'm always flooded with requests.
I hope you can swim.
Let me explain. If someone or somewhere is flooded with something, then that person, group, or place has received a large number of that thing.
Oh, so be flooded with means 蜂拥而至。
That's correct. I get so many requests to sing at weddings, I just wish I could do them all.
What songs do you sing?
Love songs mostly, or special songs for the happy couple. My schedule is flooded with new songs that I need to learn and sing.
Can you give me a song?
When you get married, sure.
All right, so let's continue reading. It says, this is over triple, three times、Whoa. The number of people the group had helped over in the previous 65 years in、
What?
India. That's a lot of people.
Okay, 所以刚刚我们提到那个数量是过去65年来该组织在印度所帮助的戒酒人数的几倍，你知道吗？三倍多 triple, that means three times.、
Wow.
For example, she got a new job with triple the salary of her old one.
Wow,
congratulations,、
yeah.
三倍多。那如果我们要讲、一半，就是某个数量的一半，我们可以用 half. OK, 那一倍 ,OK, 就是 one, 哦，对，一倍、两倍、三倍，我们来学一下，我们可以用 once or one time or twice, 或是 two times,Triple, 我们刚刚提到就是 three times. 不过四倍以上很简单，我们就用那个 number plus times. 所以就是 four times,、five times, etc.
That's right. Let's continue reading. It says, Khan's efforts to address troubling issues in his society have not gone unnoticed outside of India. So that's good. Like, people watch a show, they understand these issues, and they really areLearning more about it.
Right, 所以 Khan 呢，他想解决印度社会问题的努力并没有被这个国际忽视哦，所以实在是太棒了。
Yeah, it's a really good impact. Next it says, he was recognized as one of the 100 most influential people in the world by Time Magazine in 2013.
Yeah, I mentioned that early in our introduction, 就是在2013年他被时代杂志选为当年度世界百大影响人物之一哦，就是个印度良。
Influential here is our vocabulary word. It's an adjective and it means to have influence or to have the power of、changing or affecting something. So, for example, Stephen Hawking is an influential person in my life. It means he really has affected me in my life.
Oh my god, I love Stephen Hawking as well. Okay, 所以霍金 such a wise man. 我可以分享一下他常常会讲很有智慧的金句。Life would be tragic if it weren't funny. 人生如果不好玩就太悲剧了。Or without imperfection, neither you nor I would exist.
I agree.
我不完美故我在。And I love this one the most. The greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance. It's the illusion of knowledge. 知识最大的敌人不是无知而是自以为有知识的幻觉 illusion.
I like this one. The illusion of knowledge.
I know Stephen Hawking, 他超 influential, 就是有影响力 OK, 是个形容词。那我们应该比较熟悉的是 influence, 就是他的名词就是影响力啦。So we can say, indeed, Hawking is a highly or very influential person.
Let's continue reading. It says, the magazine honored Khan for how he has used his platform to encourage positive change.
Oh, that's great.
Good job, Khan.
所以这个杂志呢，就因为这个 Khan 他运用他自己的平台鼓励正向改变，当然就给予他这项荣誉咯 Honor.
Honor here is a verb and it means to show admiration, like you really admire、yeah. someone for something that they did,、oh. and you use it to show, and you show it in a very public、way. So for example, we can say, the city honored the brave firefighters with medals and statues.
Wow, firefighters, 他们也很辛苦哦、所以一定要怎么样 honor, 就是把荣誉归给某人或是向某人表示敬意。For example, they have established a scholarship as a way to honor his achievements.
That's right. Okay, and let's finish the article. It says, today, Khan continues working towards his aim of bettering communities.
至时今日呢，这个 Khan 呢，他持续向善改，持续向这个改善印度社会的目标前进。
Right, he's trying to better the community. Yeah. And the community is to talk about a group of people who live in the same area. So it can be like a city, it can be like a town, or even a neighborhood. So it can be somewhere big to somewhere very small. For example, we could say everyone in the community work together to build a park for the children.
Ah, okay. Community 这是什么呢？社会啦，或是社群，它是个名词。For example, many communities are facing budget problems. Or we could also say people in the community want a better police protection. Yeah, just to keep everybody safe.
That's right.
Well, that comes to the end of today's article. Let's now go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, here's our For You Chat question for you. What social issue would you be interested in talking about on TV? What?
Wow, there are so many
things
we can talk about. Maybe I would talk about equal pay for women.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, because I think, you know, women do work hard as well, and we should not have a gap between men and women. We should be treated equally as well. And the same thing, men should not get lower pay than women. So I think we should all receive the same thing. So maybe this is a social issue I would talk about. Making women make sure we are equal. Everyone is equal, not just women. I think even people of color as well.
I love that.
We should treat people the same. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. Okay. So you guys have a chat about this question. I think I want to talk about just depression or being happy in general, because that's
mental health.
Yeah, mental health. So a lot of people are not happy these days. So maybe that would be something I want to talk about, you know, and maybe I want to find out more, you know, great tips on that, you know, how to actually take care of stress or sleeping problems, for example. Okay, so you guys have a chat about this question, but we're out of here, so we'll see you next time. Bye!
Amir Khan, Bollywood star dedicated to promoting change. Khan took on another challenge in 2012, becoming the talk show host on Truth Alone Triumphs. On the show, Amir Khan discusses sensitive social issues, such as domestic violence, child sexual abuse, and addiction. He hopes the TV program will not only raise awareness of these topics, but also inspire people to take action. So far, Truth Alone Triumphs has earned a large following. About 500 million people tune in to watch it each week. With such a big audience, it has been able to make a great impact. After an episode on alcoholism, for example, the Indian branch of Alcoholics Anonymous was flooded with 100,000 calls within a week. This is over triple the number of people the group had helped over the previous 65 years in India. Khan's efforts to address troubling issues in his society have not gone unnoticed outside of India. He was recognized as one of the 100 most influential people in the world by Time magazine in 2013. The magazine honored Khan for how he has used his platform to encourage positive change. Today, Khan continues working toward his aim of bettering communities.
Vocabulary Review. Sensitive. Don't ask Lisa about her ex-boyfriend. It's still a sensitive topic for her. Domestic. Many people don't like to talk about their domestic problems because they think it will make their family look bad. Branch. Our company has branches in major cities around the world, from New York to Tokyo. Influential. The pop singer is very influential. When he brings up an important issue, he can reach many people. Honor. We would like to honor you with this award for working at the company for 40 years. Community. People in this community are friendly and often say hello to one another on the street.